In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, in the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home. The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, we must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade. Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, we must stop further discrimination against American workers. The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Walking from my studio down to the, from my office down to the studio here, oftentimes people will say, "What are you going to talk about today?" I don't know. I'm not there yet. And as I walked in the studio here this morning, there lays an email on my desk or on this table, whatever you call this thing. It's falling apart. But anyhow, I have an email here from South Dakota Stock Growers Association, and apparently they're working on a state law to prohibit NAIS there in South Dakota. And I have with me at this time, that's Christian Harvey. Hi, you're on the air, Harvey.
Good morning, Barry.
Yes, sir. What's, it's Chris Harvey.
Yes, it is.
Okay, what's going on out there, Chris?
Well, Derry, yesterday our bill, House Bill 1305 in South Dakota, came up in the House Ag Committee. We had a little over an hour and a half of testimony, and we got it out of committee on a do-pass vote, 8-5.
Okay, now what does the bill say? How long is the thing?
It's not very long.
Does it mention the word voluntary?
No, it does not.
Good deal. See, this is the mistake I think many of these states are making. They put the word voluntary in there. And once they do that, then as soon as the thing passes, then they'll say, well, now we've got to make it mandatory.
Well, and we realize that too, Derry, and that's why we were pretty careful in how we wrote this bill. It's very specific, and it is short. I sent it to you last week, and you read it on the air once.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Hey, I don't remember what I had for breakfast. You have to help me along once in a while.
I can read it to you if you want to and explain a little bit.
Okay, just very quickly.
Well, what it is, it's 3 years ago, the South Dakota legislature passed a law giving the Animal Industry Board enabling legislation to implement NAIS in South Dakota. So what we're doing is we're amending that law, and we're striking the word "and premises" out of it, and then we're adding the short section, and it states, the state of South Dakota may not develop, implement, or participate in the National Animal Identification System or any component of the NAIS, including premises registration, animal identification, and animal movement tracing, or any similar source verification system other than the current South Dakota Certified Beef Program established, well, pursuant to numbers, but...
Yeah, I remember that now. Okay. Now, what did you say you struck out the word premise?
Well, in the existing law, it has the words "and premises" in it.
Right.
And we're striking "and premises" because when I look back through the existing laws pertaining to our bill, the only place I found where it used the word premises was that law that was passed 3 years ago enabling NAIS. And so that's why we were wanting to strike the word premises out of the existing law.
Well, here's what I was thinking, maybe. If by saying premise, they'd come along and just change the word premise. And on you see what I'm saying? Saying if you said that they were not going to get involved in any sort of a registration or whatever, I don't know. I don't have, you know, you'd have to think about how to do it. But anyhow, it sounds good to me. Now, what's the chances that the rest of the legislature is going to go for this? And will the governor sign it?
Well, you never know what can happen over time, because these things, I haven't been dealing in the legislature very long, but things can change fast and pretty hard when the right pressures come to bear. We had the Secretary of Agriculture and the state vet came in and testified in committee against our bill. So we have support, or we wouldn't have gotten it out of committee, because it was pretty strong opposition to something in a state.
You know? Right, I remember that, and I remember now reading that on the air, that they did come in, they did testify, but then the comments following that, their testimony, was that, hey, these guys, they're just out there to better their own jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and when you ask what our chances are, it's going to be a tough fight.
Oh, they're going to fight. Hey, listen, this is their livelihood.
Well, it is. And it's going to be a tough fight. And that's, to be honest with you, that's part of the reason I wanted to come on this morning is because we're going to need support from and help from people that agree with what we're doing. And yeah. I just would urge anybody in South Dakota that agrees with our bill and does not want NAIS to call their legislator and urge them to support HB 1305.
You see, the way it appears to me, and it's not just happening in South Dakota, it's happening around the country. The ranchers are fighting for their property. They're fighting literally for their livelihood, and the state workers are fighting for their jobs. I mean, if you eliminate all that, look how much money they've gotten out of this thing already.
Well, yeah, some states more than others, but yeah, there's been a lot of money available.
Right, and it's put people to work. Hey, they got to buy this $3 gallon gasoline, and hey, they don't want to get lost in this shuffle, and so they're going to fight till the last dog dies.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Chris, appreciate that. Keep us informed as to what's going on.
Well, we'll do that, Derry, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Let's realize that next week, let me see, it'd be next Thursday is Valentine's Day. And remember the other day we talked about how chocolate was destroying the rainforest? Well, now, if you love me, you'll love the earth. Because Valentine's Day goes green with eco-friendly flowers and chocolate. Stay tuned for an eco-friendly Valentine's Day.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hey, we have returned. Before we get to this eco-friendly Valentine's Day, we have Dr. Nick with us. He is a dentist. He is busy today. In fact, he has the jaw spreaders on some poor person right now. Dr. Nick, hey, it's good to have you on the phone here.
Thanks, Terry. I'd listen to you here on KTTN FM 92.3 at Trenton, Missouri.
Well, good.
And I was listening to the show Monday morning and listened to your dental experiences, and it sounds like, in a way, you've been fortunate not having to see a dentist a whole lot. But you also said not to go to the dentist until your teeth hurt.
That's the way I feel about it.
Well, Terry... Sure, they hurt between about 9:30 and 3 Monday through Friday, because unless you've got an immediate family member or a real close friend that's a dentist, you might hurt for a while.
But you know, one of my best friends, and this is why I feel like I know a little bit about what goes on in the dental office, one of my best friends was Dr. Popejoy. When I was a kid growing up, he had saddle horses, I had saddle horses, he had a nice place to keep saddle horses, and I didn't. So I'd clean out his barn just to be around there and use his facilities. And he was a dentist. And I can remember on holidays, people call, you know, call the house. Hey, Doc, I got the toothache. Well, meet me up at the office. He wouldn't be gone. Seemed like 30 minutes and he'd be back and he'd yank the tooth out for somebody. Why can't we do that anymore?
Well, just with our way our setup, you almost need... an assistant, so you're dependent on two people, plus you're talking about, again, personal friends doing things for each other. Today, dentists get calls from people that they don't have any idea who they are or anything, and it's just difficult to work with people.
All right, let me ask you a question. Have you got a minute?
Sure, I've got a minute.
Okay. We had, when I had my problem with my tooth, I named the guy. It was Dr. Hull that poked an enamel off of my teeth. And they didn't cause me any trouble till I was a grown person. And, I mean, they didn't cause me any trouble at all when Dr. Popejoy looked in there and saw what he'd done. And I didn't have to have them pulled until 2 years ago. I was 73 years old, I guess, at the time. They lasted that long. Now, I went into a dental. I didn't know anything. I hadn't been to a dentist all my life, so I looked in the phone book and got a dentist, went in there. He said, oh, yeah, you need to have those worked on and all that, blah, blah, blah. So just yank them out. Oh, I can't do that. I said, why? Well, he said, you have to go to a dental surgeon. Now, what do they teach you in dental school today, Dr. Nick?
Well, I'm not going to get into the theories of dentistry, but up here in the country, we probably are more of a general dentist and a general practice than what they are in the cities. But this comes from your schooling, and no, most I can't say.
Go on, say.
We didn't have a lot of training in oral surgery, but if you've ever, you know, if you've ever been out and taken out a quarter mile of hedge post fence, why, you can probably work around and get a tooth extracted. But
hey, listen, we're going. Can you stay on another 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, I have to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. Dr. Nick, the dentist, is on the line with us today. Just another quick question, and then I'll let you go back to your patients, Doc, if you don't mind. But I have a good friend that works construction, and he's around my place usually once or twice a week, and he's been having a toothache for a month. And he went to the dentist, and they said, well, it needs to be, you called it extracted. We always called them pulled, but I guess it's all about the same thing, isn't it? But anyhow, they were going to make him, like, wait for 6 weeks or something before he could get an appointment with an oral surgeon. Now, he did find a doctor like you that would pull a tooth, but could he have come up to your office, and would you have pulled it for him?
Yes.
Good.
I think here in Trenton we have general dentists that do general dentistry for their patients, and yes, it's not a situation here in Trenton to go to one of my colleagues or myself to get a tooth pulled.
Yeah, you know, my wife always says I just go around making people hate me, but when that dentist, he was all dressed up in white and his little rubber gloves, I said, you mean you can't pull a tooth? I said, what did they teach you? Didn't you go to school? And she said, you know, you shouldn't talk to people like that. But anyway, hey, doctor.
Well, again, Derry, as your friends found out, if you wait till your teeth hurt to go to the dentist, you probably want to make sure they hurt between about 9:30 and 3 Monday through Friday.
You don't mind waiting for it to get daylight, you know, but you don't want to wait 6 weeks. This guy was taking pills and stuff trying to keep on the job. You see what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, if it happens again, hey, I'll be in Trenton.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Dave.
And keep listening.
Bye.
All right. Okay, that cleared up a couple of little things with my tooth situation. Now, back to the eco-friendly.
It didn't clear up breakfast. You can't remember what you had for breakfast.
Yeah, I do today, because Jeff brought me some cackleberries.
I was going to be offended because you told Chris a few minutes ago, I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Well, he expected me, Chris expected me to remember that. And after he started talking about it, yeah, I did remember, and I remember what they were doing there.
And now you remember what you had for breakfast.
Yeah, I remember what I had for breakfast. It was good because you cooked it yourself.
Yes, I did.
You know, Jeff is a connoisseur.
You bring the eggs and I'll bring the breakfast.
That, boy, no problem there. Anyway. Now, it's all right. My chickens are eco-friendly. But this year, we're going to have an eco-friendly Valentine's Day. You know, you can drive a hybrid car. You can take your own bags to the supermarket. You can keep tabs on your carbon footprint. So you should also be eco-sensitive on Valentine's Day. If you love me, you love the earth. And what are the emissions created by flying and trucking those beautiful flowers all the way around the world, across the globe? What about the wine, the chocolate? Hey, all this stuff is destroying the rainforest. It's destroying the ozone layer. And not every farm and every flower is earth perfect. Now, I'm getting this information from the Boston Globe, but it has to do with Mother Earth and what the eco-freaks want to do here. Eco-conscious blooms are available if you look for them. Floral retailers offer florals with a range of eco-conscious labels, such as USDA Organic. Gosh, if I saw that on there, I'd think they were edible, wouldn't you? You know, there are some flowers you don't eat. You know, a flower, a good friend of mine who's a veterinarian and fooled with horses all of his life, he said, you know, anything that grows in a pot will kill a horse. And that's kind of the truth. You don't ever want to throw flowers out where your horse can pick them up and eat them, because much of this stuff is poisonous to particularly horses. Horses are easily poisoned. Anyway, yes.
I used to work in a fancy pants restaurant, and they put flowers in the salad. Pretty flowers that they would have organically grown locally.
Did they eat the flowers?
You bet.
Ate the flowers?
Yes.
What kind of flowers do you eat?
That I don't know, but I know there are many edible flowers.
Oh, sure there are.
Yes, and they use them for decorations.
But they're not like pink petunias and things like that. Did I ever tell you the difference between a petunia and a begonia?
No, but you're about to.
I think I've done this on the air. I don't like to keep chewing the same tobacco, but begonia is a kind of sausage. And sausage and battery is a crime. And monkeys crime trees, and trees a crowd. And the rooster crowd, and he made lots of noise. And your noise is between your eyes. And eyes is opposite from neighs. And neighs what a little horse does. And if you get a little horse and don't go to bed, you'll get double petunia. Isn't it time for a commercial? Like flowers, organic and biodynamic wines are available. A wide array of organic wines. Many of these wines come from France, Italy, and Spain, where makers craft wines using long-held family traditions. And you can also get organic chocolate. It's easy to find. Look for the USDA Organic and Fair Trade logos on chocolate from endangered species chocolates put on Eco Twister chocolate by donating, they donate 10% of their net profits to environmental organizations. So, anyhow, for whatever it's worth, don't just go out there and buy a bunch of goodies for your girlfriend or your wife and expect her to, you know, to be happy with you, because if she really loves you, she'll love the earth. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters, because they brag about something Derry done good, and like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who asks, if Superman is so smart, why does he wear his underpants over his trousers? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And I just looked at some information this morning concerning Missouri. Now, my address, and I live a long ways from Centertown. It's confusing, I know. But it happens to be where I get my mail, because I'm in the Centertown zip code. I'm in the Jefferson City telephone directory. I am in the Jamestown school district. And I can look across the river and see Columbia, Missouri, but cannot get there because there's no bridge. And it puts us kind of in no man's land. But I've always said Missouri is the best place in the world to be, because everything happens around Missouri. We're right in the middle of everything. And Center Town is supposedly the center town in the state of Missouri. Now, I've been more correct on that than I realized, because somebody's been doing a little work on this, and they tell us that in Missouri, since 1980, the mean center of U.S. population in the United States, which has been moving steadily westward, is in Missouri, currently in Phelps County. That's not the county that I'm in, but it's about 80 miles from where I live, south of me. Missouri is in the center of the country, distant from the coast and the national borders. It shares a border with three southern states, three plains states, and two midwestern states. Missouri, much like the United States, has two different types of people. Missouri has the urban areas, which is St. Louis, which considers itself the furthest west of the eastern cities, and Kansas City, which considers itself the furthest east of the western cities. This is a little confusing, but I have always said, you know, where I live, I can drive 150 miles east, west, north, or south and be in another state, which is kind of all right if you need to go somewhere in a hurry, all right? Now, I'll give you a little more geography on the state of Missouri. My mother always called it Missouri, and is it Missouri? You have a Missouri mule, but it's the state of Missouri. All right, it's all how you say it. But anyhow, it doesn't make any difference. As long as your check doesn't bounce, you can call it. One of my sons calls it misery, because he remembered the cold winters and the hot summers. Anyhow, that's why he moved to a southern state. But anyway, Missouri joins Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. The only state, there's eight states around us, the only state that you cannot travel north and enter is Oklahoma. All the other states, you could find a portion of that state that is north of a portion of Missouri, and that's because Missouri is bordered by several rivers, and the rivers meander, and Arkansas is definitely south of us, but the Boot Heel hangs down in Arkansas, and it's got the little tip on it, and you can drive due north out of Kennett, Missouri, and go right on up into Missouri, out of Arkansas, and go right up into Kennett, Missouri. Anyway, now, here's something that I just found out. Missouri almost exactly mirrors the demographic, economic, and political makeup of the nation. Missouri has two blue coasts, St. Louis and Kansas City, with a red middle and a southern area. In other words, there's five counties in what we call the Boot Heel that actually is in cotton country. Now, here's the interesting thing. Missouri has voted for the winner in every U.S. presidential election beginning in 1904, been over 100 years, except in 1956. At that time, Ike Eisenhower was running against Adlai Stevenson, who was in Illinois. And he campaigned heavily in St. Louis, and I guess a St. Louis vote messed up the deal. St. Louis messes up a lot of deals for us, kind of like you people on the Illinois side in Chicago and you people on the Nebraska side in Lincoln. But anyhow, I thought that was kind of interesting. Missouri has voted for the winner in every U.S. presidential election since 1904. Warren Buffett, before I get to Warren Buffett, I just remembered Eisenhower, mentioned Eisenhower here. Ike was supposedly the do-nothing president, according to most people at that time. He was elected twice, wasn't he? Yes, he was elected twice. And he played a lot of golf, but we didn't have any wars, and I can go on and on about things that did not happen during his presidency, but he had been the supreme commander of the Allied forces. And by the way, I remember very well. I wasn't all that old. I was in high school Or I guess maybe I was in college when Ike ran the first time. But I remember very well the war was over and Ike came back to the United States. He had been the supreme commander of the Allied forces, and he was General Dwight Eisenhower. And the Democratic Party wanted him to run on the Democrat ticket to be president of the United States. And he did not do it. He ran on the Republican ticket and, of course, was elected. But right then I said, wait a minute. Can you be a Democrat or a Republican? You know, because I had grown up thinking, hey, Democrats believe one thing, Republicans believe something else. Well, way back then, that was 50 years ago. It was just like it is now. Anyway, when he was the supreme commander of the Allied forces, he found the victims of the death camps over in Germany, and he ordered photographs to be taken, and the German people from surrounding villages, he had them ushered through the camps and even made them help bury the dead that were in these prison camps. And he said this. He said, let's get this all on record now. We need films. We need witnesses, because somewhere down the track of history, some bastard will say that this never happened. Now, this week, the United Kingdom removed the Holocaust from its school curriculum because it offended the Muslim population, which claims the Holocaust never occurred. Iran, among others, claiming the Holocaust to be only a myth. So for whatever that's worth. Now let me go to Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is the second richest man in the world. At least that's the way we've got him pegged. And he says, I don't know what it will look like in the short term, but force-feeding the rest of the world $2 billion a day is inconsistent with a stable economy and a stable dollar. In other words, the United States is losing. We spend $2 billion, and I'm saying billion dollars, every day with foreigners more than what they spend with us. In other words, we have a daily deficit of $2 billion a day, and Buffett's saying, hey, this is going to destroy the dollar. He points to the U.S. gargantuan trade deficit. You know what gargantuan is, Jeff?
Big.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. Why?
See, I would have thought maybe, because you know so much.
I know very little.
Well, I know what gargantuan means.
Do you know in the Latin?
No, I saw Gargantua.
Never met her.
Well, when I was a little bitty kid, you know, we were talking about that this morning. My mother took me every place. I mean, we went to circuses, we went to zoos, we went to horse shows, we went to fires. I had a pretty good education like that. And I saw Gargantua. He was a humongous gorilla. I don't remember who owned him. But he was on, the best I can remember, the circuses traveled by trains. And I don't remember where this train was, but we drove quite a while to see the elephants. They got off of the train, and they watered the elephants, and they fed the animals, and Gargantua was in a cage on this train. And he was a humongous gorilla.
Kind of a King Kong type.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was about the time, I think, that King Kong was in the movies and stuff. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about this gargantuan trading deficit. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Boy, it's hard to stay on the subject when you try to put out good information, and then there's so many things that we don't know. But with Google and this electronic device that we call computers, we found out a little bit more about Gargantua. He saved Barnum and Bailey from bankruptcy because people came from miles around to see Gargantua. He died in 1949. I was a senior in high school when he died. He was captured as a baby in Africa, and for years they called him Buddy. Does it go on and say what he actually weighed and all that business?
Oh, there is some other information. It'd take me a while to go through. He was purchased for $10,000 at some point. He made somebody some money. Died of a double petunia.
Oh, did he?
He really did.
I'll be darned. Well, they didn't have... Yeah, we had penicillin in 1949. Okay, so much for the big ape. I was a little bitty kid when I saw him, so he must have lived to been a... And he died in 49, so... you know, I know he's around at least 10 years... And you said he saved Barnum and Bailey from bankruptcy. Okay, now, let's go back to where we were, trying to be sensible about something. And then we'll get to Marilyn in just a minute, Marilyn. But anyway, we're talking here about the gargantuan trade deficit. We're spending $2 billion a day. In other words, we're losing $2 billion a day by what we sell and what we buy. And Warren Buffett says this is the heart of the problem. He says the United States has run a deficit every year since 1976, and the deficit hit a record $758.5 billion in 2006, the Buffett company, Berkshire Hathaway, has reaped billions earlier this decade by making a huge bet that the dollar would fall. In other words, he's been saying for a long time, hey, this is going to happen. And it hasn't been hard to see why it's going to happen with the job losses, the manufacturing moving out of the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let's go to Marilyn out there on the West Coast. Hi, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. You know, when you were talking about Eisenhower, I'm reading a book right now about Eisenhower that somebody recommended to me on one of the internet radio shows. The reason I was interested in it, I actually had a family member that was very close friends with Eisenhower, and I grew up in the 50s, like a lot of people listening, when everything was very calm, post-World War II, and you thought, oh, who doesn't like Ike, you know?
Yeah, that was the bumper stickers and all. I like Ike.
Oh, I remember it. My grandfather was a Republican, and my grandmother was a Democrat, and she liked Adley, and so I remember all that.
Adley Stephen had a hole in his shoe. Do you remember that?
This book I'm reading is very disturbing about Eisenhower. I don't know whether I should put it out on the air. It's called The Politician by Robert Welch. And I was shocked and amazed to find out. I mean, I always am when I find out what goes on behind the scenes in our country. But I recommend to the people that are listening to you to look up Eisenhower and Operation Keel Haul, which happened in Germany. In World War II, which involved the forced repatriation of all people that lived in communist countries back to the communist countries and resulted in the death of probably up to 1 million people.
Hey, can you hold on through the commercial break? We'll be right back.
SwissAmerica.com reports Thursday gold prices rose above $900 an ounce despite a stronger dollar and volatile oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $5.90 to $906.40. Silver rose 23 cents to $16.73. The year of the rat begins tonight in the Chinese calendar. Soothsayers are calling for lower stock prices, higher metal prices, and lots of economic turmoil. 2007 was the year of the golden pig, and gold rose 32%. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892. And we're back. Are you still there, Marilyn?
Sure am.
Hey, go right ahead.
Well, this book is very interesting. I've sort of been following some of the events that happened up to World War II, and I've been more interested in history since I retired. This book was recommended to me when I mentioned that I had a family member that was that knew Eisenhower very well. It's called The Politician by Robert Welch, and some of your listeners may remember Robert Welch. He was one of the people responsible for forming the John Birch Society. This book was written before the John Birch Society was formed, and it's in the form of a letter he wrote to some close friends. But in it, he did an expose on Eisenhower, which was later to be followed up by some other books like by James Bakke called Other Losses about Eisenhower and some of the things he did in World War II, and actually his incredibly abrupt rise to power over many very well, men that were much more militarily inclined than he was. And but the main thing that I'd love to see your viewers look at, because it gives you an idea of what goes on in the United States behind the scenes, and it's pretty scary sometimes.
Hey, it's been going on for a long time. You know, I used to do a lot of banquet speaking, and one of the things that I talked about was those lying presidents. And every president lied to me during my lifetime. And Ike told a whopper. The Russians were accusing us of spying. And they said, oh, we've got spy planes that are up there in the upper atmosphere. And Ike could come on the air, you know, and say, look, there's no airplane can fly that high. That's ridiculous. We wouldn't spy on Russia. And he told all this over and over again. And then the next thing you knew, was it John Powers? His last name was Powers. Got shot down over Russia in a U-2 plane that was flying like, I don't know how high they went, but they were way up in the upper air. And then he had to admit that, hey, yeah, well, maybe we did have a U-2 plane up there. You know, but this has gone on all of my life.
Well, the bottom line is there are many books now that I've been able to come up with, some of them very hard to find because they're not out of publication, but that we actually helped form the Soviet Union, and our policies during World War II repatriated millions of people who fought along with our troops to liberate Europe. And after that, under Eisenhower, I mean, Eisenhower was directly in command, forced these people back. And most of them were killed by Stalin. They were in labor camps and other things like that. That was totally unnecessary. They were not brought to this country. And these are things that you don't read about anymore, but it's called Operation Keelhaul.
See, we didn't read about it when it was happening.
No, well, of course you didn't. We've had controlled media for a long time, but that and, you know, as far as the difference between Republican and Democrat, I guess a lot of people don't realize that Reagan, who is held up as a stalwart conservative, was actually a Democrat for a long time before he switched to the Republican Party.
Well, he was out there on the Gold Coast with you guys.
So there's not a lot of difference between them. I keep telling people he's going to switch to the Democrat Party.
No, you don't need to be hooked up with any party. We've got to.
I'm an independent now. I learned my lesson.
I'd hope so. You're one of the few. I'll tell you, there's still people out there that swear and be darned. You know, they've got to vote for a loser. They've got to vote for a globalist.
Thanks, Derry. I love to listen to you.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's go back. I have just about, 30, 60 seconds, not even 60 seconds left. Barnum and Bailey. Barnum and Bailey, and I don't know who captured him, but Barnum and somebody bought him for $10,000. We're back to Gargantua again. Most of gorillas of his species top out around 400 pounds, and he was believed to weigh between 550 and 600 pounds, and that's why big things are called gargantuans. He was autopsied when he died at John Hopkins Hospital, and he had bad teeth. And Dr. Nick would have been able to have yanked those things out and probably saved his life. But anyhow, his skeleton is at Peabody Museum, wherever that is. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.